is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Research has shown that when Nigerian parents are concerned with their child's communication abilities, they often seek assistance from doctors and teachers. Is it that there is a shortage of speech language pathologists or special needs caregivers? Do we have a shortfall in people with ability to help our children? Like people who can help us when we have special education needs children, when we need behavioral therapists? Why do we always turn to our doctors and our teachers at all times? Today we discuss language and speech delay in children. Language and speech delay is an aspect of communication disorder said to affect a child or somebody's ability to communicate. This communication ranges from simple sound substitution to their inability to understand basic communication. Now, communication disorder, one of the most prevalent symptoms in young children with developmental delays, has been found to be one of the most common childhood disabilities worldwide, with limited relevant researches in low-income countries, you know, such as Nigeria. Now, language and speech delay, or if you like, communication disorder, particularly this one we're talking about now, language and speech delay, is said to be commoner in first child than other children. Now, poor social, vocal stimulation and sometimes interaction with other siblings is very poor in a first child. You know, when a first child is born, he's the first child or she's the first child. There's nobody to actually interact with as a child of his or her age. Especially when the children have, or when the parents rather, have very poor obstetric skills. When they don't know, they have no experience in raising, they have no clue at all in raising a child, it becomes very hard and pronounced in such kids to have communication disorder. Now we're going to break things down. Like, let me ask a few questions before we even go into it. Are you a parent to a child whose language or speech is being affected or delayed? Now answer this question. What position is that child? I mean, just to put this to test, what position is that child? Send me your response on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. That's our WhatsApp number, 0809-597-5805. Or just, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, send me your answer on Facebook and YouTube right now. Nigeria Info 99.3. Again, if you're a parent to a child with speech and language delay, tell me the position of that child in your family. First, second, third. We'd like to know. Now, a bit, let's step into some research findings a little bit. Report shows that there is a scarcity, or let me say paucity, of research on the prevalence of speech and language disorders in Nigeria. We don't have data. We don't have records. Most of the prevalence studies in Nigeria provide reports on speech and hearing disorders with less information on language disorders. Does it mean that we don't have kids with language disorder? Maybe, maybe not. Result of the few studies that have investigated the prevalence of speech and language disorders in Nigeria reveal that the prevalence of speech impairment to be 8-30% of individuals in Nigeria who present with communication deficits. Now, some studies show that children with conducive, or let me use the word conductive, hearing loss associated with middle ear fluid during the first few years of life are at risk of speech delay. But I have an expert here who will do justice to this conversation this morning. She is a behavior therapist. She is an early interventionist in children. She's a special education needs teacher and autism specialist as well. Olubusayo Temitope Oshoba. She joins us live in the studio this morning. Ms. Oshoba, thank you for joining us. Say that again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on board.
Try help me speak inside that microphone.
Okay. Good morning. Thanks for having me on board.
Fantastic. It's good to have you here. So let's I'm seeing some calls here. Let's try and take some calls in to hear the people's response to my question earlier as to the position of a child with language and speech delay in their family. I'm really interested in that, because there's a report to that effect that usually the first child of a family, and the excuse is that the first child has no other child or no other kid to play with to help develop, you know, their communication skill. 0700-993-993-993. Let's hear you. And for the ladies, the number is 01465-7190. We'll make this very straight to the point. Short. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes,
good
please.
Good morning to your guest.
Yes, please.
Like, for my daughter now, she's the third born.
Okay.
And she's 2 years, some months.
Okay.
But she can't really communicate with us. I was worried. I wanted to take her to General Hospital.
Okay.
Somebody said I shouldn't bother to take her to General Hospital. I should take her to Lutz. But I consider the stress. If I get there, not that they will attend to me immediately.
Yeah.
That I would get specialists in Lutz that will handle the case. And due to some financial circumstances, just said, okay, let me hold on for some time and see if it will change. But she can't really tell me, Mommy, I want to eat. She will only call me, Mommy, come. She'll take me to the kitchen, meaning she wants to eat. She can't really communicate very well, like other siblings that at 2, they can say, I want water, I want to eat, I want to poo. She can't really communicate.
She can't say all of those.
You can't say all of
this. Stay on the line. I will link you up with Ms. Oshoba here, Busola. Do you have any question for this caller?
Okay. She said most times, because of your intro the other time, most times the diagnosis comes from the hospital.
Okay.
And then they refer to us.
Okay.
Because when a parent is seeing some, they have concerns.
Okay.
They are seeing what they think is amiss with the child. The first thing that comes to mind is taking the child to a pediatrician.
Yeah.
So I always advise, because for me, I do not do diagnosis. It's not in my place to diagnose.
That's right.
A child.
That's right.
So you are supposed to go to the hospital, see a developmental pediatrician first, and then you get a referral from there to the appropriate specialist to work with your child.
Okay.
Yeah. So for your child, for instance, who I do not know, you are just them saying something about the speech.
Okay.
Most times there's a behavior underlining too. Because then when you have a child who's having difficulty in passing a message across, then they start having other behaviors attached to it.
Well, what are the likely behaviors so that the caller can
like
respond to?
Like throwing tantrums?
Throwing tantrums. Does your child throw tantrums, madam?
No.
Okay, so your child is very calm?
Yeah, she's calm.
Okay, so probably, I don't know. And do you have like flapping of hands or probably spinning her objects?
No.
You've not noticed?
No.
Okay.
But she needs to see a pediatrician.
She actually needs to see a developmental pediatrician. So. Okay. You might likely have to go to Lutz too.
Okay. Okay.
Or if you want to go to a private clinic, then I can refer you to some private doctors.
All right. You give out your contact at the end of the interview. Yes, do you have any other things that you want to?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's speak with Emmanuel.
Much.
Emmanuel is a first-time caller. Emmanuel, hi. Morning to you. Hello, Emmanuel. Are you here? I think Emmanuel is gone. Emmanuel, thank you for trying, though. Appreciate it. Apologies, we had to keep you on the line for some time now. But let's get into this, Busola. Let's start with from the basics, really. What does speech delay mean?
Okay. It's I'm going to actually speak in the layman's language.
Okay, so everybody it's easy. Everybody can. It's,
there will be no need of asking square questions.
Yeah.
A speech is just simply saying your child talks.
Okay.
So there are some there is an age you expect that probably at age 9 months your child should be cooing.
Okay.
At age 12 months, you should be blabbing. Even some children at age 9 months are already saying dada or papa or stuff like that. Mm. So you should be able to understand at what age a child should blab, at what age a child should coo, and at what age you're expecting your child to start saying dada or mama, or probably to say wee wee or poo poo. Mm. And so if by, let's say, 24 months, that's 2 years.
Okay.
You're noticing that your child is having challenges, is not at par with their peers.
Mm.
So you should know that there is something wrong somewhere. So there's need for you to actually seek help from a specialist.
Mm. Okay. Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. So that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Speech is maybe just produce any sound like, talk. Talking. It might not be stringing words together.
Yeah.
But at least that your child can pass some message that you can easily pick. Probably mommy TV.
Yeah.
Mommy poo poo.
Yeah.
Or just ordinary one word, drink or cup or hungry speech.
Okay.
Your child is actually saying something.
Okay.
Language is a different thing. Communication is a different thing.
Okay. So what's that?
So if you say language, now there's like stringing of words, like being able to pass messages across.
Okay.
Language. Then communication, for instance. A child can actually be nonverbal and still communicate.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So for language, for instance, a child can, maybe we call receptive and expressive language.
Okay.
Like your child, you can ask questions and the child is able to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or a child is able to ask you questions, you're able to pass on. But if it is communication, for instance, your child can use an augmentative device.
Okay.
It can actually do some, if you can read facial expression.
Yeah.
Some children pass messages across. It's communication.
Okay.
If you can be able to read your child's expression or probably body language, you'll be able to understand the message.
As long as there's a message being...
Yes, you'll be able to understand that this child is communicating.
Right.
And then it's passing a message across to me.
Indeed. But what causes speech or language delay?
Okay. I would say first, slow development. So if a child has a slow development, for instance, it doesn't mean that the child will not still talk. Just that is going to come out at their own pace. So
they take their time.
Yes. Then sometimes oral impairment.
Okay.
If a child has a challenge with the tongue, sometimes they have a fold under the tongue that doesn't allow the tongue to move.
I've heard that before. Like, and that happens.
Then there's a palate problem, maybe from the upper part of the mouth.
Okay.
So if there's oral impairment, then there will be a challenge with speech production. If there's hearing impairment, as a behavior therapist, we believe everything we do is a behavior. Speech is a behavior. And most times, children learn from people around them.
That's right.
So if I have a child, for instance, who is visually sound, and is able to watch my mouth move, and then my child has hearing impairment, my child is seeing my mouth move, but my child is not hearing. So the child is seeing the movements of your mouth, and then sometimes it could be like you have some kids who can actually do lip reading.
Okay.
So if your child can lip read, fine. But some might not. They might just be seeing the lip movement.
Move.
But they are not hearing. So when your child is not hearing, how can that child understand and to produce the speech? So the child is actually watching visually, but does not understand what is going on.
Is there any physiological cause? I don't know if that's the right question. Apart from the things that you mentioned, is there anything physical that can cause speech or language delay?
Physical, no. If like some developmental delays can cause it.
Okay.
Such as autism, which is not a one-size-fits-all. You can have an ADHD, HD, or autism or cerebral palsy child who has speech.
Okay. Has speech.
Yes.
Like nothing is wrong with the speech.
Nothing is wrong with the speech. Might just be behavior.
Okay.
And then it might be the communication aspect. Mm. And it might be, the child has speech. You have some kids that have good speech, but they cannot actually communicate. Do you understand? Or cannot do expressive or, receptive language. Yeah. So they are different. They are different. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Okay.
It is not what you see in one child that you see in the other child. Hmm. It's not possible.
Indeed. Yes. I want us to bring in quite a number of listeners into this conversation because already I'm some here. Loads of questions on Facebook for you. Let me take this one here that says, his name is Salam. It says, I have a son of 2 years plus that has speech delay. He can't really communicate. Like, I want to drink water or I want to wee-wee. He will just give me cup. That's when I know he wants to drink water. And he's my first child.
So the child is actually communicating.
Okay.
And but he doesn't have speech, because the father already knows that if my child brings cup, it means my child wants to drink water. So that's the communication being passed.
Okay.
But there's no speech.
Is there something to be worried about?
Yes. They actually need to get an intervention for the child.
Okay.
Because most times when you have children who are already communicating, like in gestural form or, peck, and they have ability to talk. Mm. If they are used to gestural, they are more comfortable with it, then to now do the speech aspect will be a little bit hectic.
Hard for them.
Hard, because they are already comfortable in their zone.
Mm.
You understand? So
it doesn't mean that eventually they won't talk.
It doesn't mean. Mm. So they just need that intervention.
Mm. Sorry, hold on. Let's go to break. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll take some of your thoughts, if not all. You know time now. But we'll be right back. Stay with us. Calls and messages, concerned parents everywhere. That's why we're having this in two parts. We have another guest in next week to have the same conversation with us and make sure that we do a thorough work on language, speech and language delay in children. And by the way, I have Olubusai Temitopeo Shoba here. She's a behavioral therapist. She's also an autism specialist as well. She's a special education needs teacher and she is also an early interventionist as well. I have quite a number of questions here, but I think that we can... let's do it this way, Busaya. Let's do it this way. Let's take some thoughts in from parents who are willing to come in. By the way, I'm getting confirmation from... Well, the first caller said that her child is a third, and I'm getting others who have been answering the questions, saying that their child, yes, has speech delay and is first. Their child has speech delay and is first. I want to say thank you for that. But let's take some calls and some messages as well on WhatsApp. 0700-993-993-993. For the females, the number is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. After this first call, I'll come back to you, then you conclude on your thoughts before we went on that break. Let's see who we have here on the line. Hello, good morning to you. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
God bless you, sir. How are you today?
Very well. Very well.
Yes. My name is Emmanuel, calling from Mogba.
Welcome.
I'm interested in this topic this morning.
Go on. Go on, please. We're listening to you.
I'm a child specialist and a teacher.
Okay.
I find out that most of the times parents get worried, especially these generational parents.
Mm.
We find out that in 2 years, you want your child to start doing your usual, saying your usual. Please be patient with every child.
Mm.
All I want to advise all the parents is try to know the space of your child.
Okay.
Is she or he a low starter or a fast starter?
Mm.
Some children are fast starters. In less than 1 year, you see them speaking.
True.
Even 8 months.
True. Even 8 months.
Even 8 months.
Mm.
I just want you as a parent to calm down,
okay,
and also let your child mingle with other children. Mm. It helps them a lot. Mm. Okay. Mm. My child, at the age of 8, she started calling me daddy first.
At the age of 8
then
months.
She migrated from daddy to mommy.
Okay.
Later she forgot about daddy totally, calling both of us mommy.
Oh, we lost that call. That's okay. Okay, okay. It's the first time. Is it okay or okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay. Welcome.
Thank you. And please, I want to ask a question. I want to ask about late intervention for maybe like 17-year-olds with behavioral abnormalities.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And are there schools for children like that?
Okay. All right, okay.
Okay. Mm. Can I?
Yes, please, go on.
Okay, good morning, ma'am. Mm. Okay, so has your child ever been in school or has your child ever had therapy before?
Oh, okay.
She's gone?
Has left, yes. Has left. Okay, if you can call back, Busayo would like to ask a few questions, if you can call back. Well, Gabriel is here. After Gabriel, we'll come back to you, Busayo, fully. Gabriel, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Yes, please.
So thank you very much. I enjoy your program, and I like the topic that we are discussing.
Thank you.
So I would just like to share my experience.
Yes,
I have a child. She's my second child. She's four years old now. I think when she was about 1 and 2, we were very worried because she was not speaking properly. We also went to see a pediatrician. Pediatrician referred us to a speech therapist. Over time, we just said, let us just allow her to develop, like one of the callers said. And as she developed gradually, we saw that there were a lot of improvements. And today now, she's 4 years now, and she's talking very well. So I think parents, we should just try and be patient with our children. Mm. I think that will help a lot.
Mm.
That will help a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriel. That's quite helpful. There you go. We'll wait for Oke to call back once she calls back. Let me see if she's the one here. Oke, is this you?
Hello?
Is this Oke?
No, this is not Oke.
Oke.
This is Rose.
Oke, Rose.
I have a son.
Okay.
He's going to be 4 in December.
Okay.
So what I notice, he doesn't talk. He doesn't say mommy. He doesn't say dad, daddy. There was something the therapist said about spinning. My son does that. So I went to see a pediatrician.
Yeah.
They just said we should go for a hearing test. We went for a hearing test. The test confirmed that everything was okay with his hearing.
Okay.
So the next thing they now said is that we need to find a speech therapy.
Mm.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, they said we need to get a speech therapy.
Okay.
So two friends, I got one that was coming. They said it has to do the sensory, they say auditory. They were giving different things. Mm. And the thing is that most of these things are quite expensive.
Oh, yes, of course.
When you seek out these speech therapies and all that.
Mm.
But right now, what I did is that my son is in a school.
Okay.
He can count the number 1 to 100, but it's not clear.
Okay. But his speech has improved.
No, really. He cannot say, mommy, I want to read.
Oh, okay.
I want to eat. Mm. What he does is maybe he will just, you see him dancing, and then you know that you're not taking wee-wee, pee-pee, he will not run to the toilet to wee.
Okay,
that means you didn't sign up. You didn't sign up for speech therapy at all.
You said?
You didn't sign up for speech therapy at all, ma'am.
I did. I was paying them, but I did for like 4 months. I wasn't really seeing any progress, so I stopped.
My.
What
you
I
see?
Was going on
YouTube. That is why we always preach perseverance.
Okay.
You see, because the issue is at 4 months. Wow, 4 months, and I'm sure the therapist wasn't coming every day, right?
Yeah.
And you calculated, and you calculated 3 times a week as 4 months.
Yeah.
You see, when you sign up for therapy,
okay,
the watchword is patience.
Mm.
As a parent, okay, it's a watchword though. Because, you know, it's your child in question, not even the therapist, this thing.
Mm.
And at some point, you look at your child and you now know that if you had signed up for speech therapy, for instance, my child, that child, for instance, on his own, is doing some things.
Mm.
Just imagine him having an assistance. It would have gone a long way.
The school was doing better than the speech therapy. I couldn't see. I was thinking maybe for a speech therapy, you're supposed to come with materials to help my child.
No, it depends on the therapist policy. For instance, if you sign up with me, I am going to give you a list, or part of what you're going to be paying for is the material I will be starting with your child. And the materials are yours. They will never leave your house.
And some therapists don't even do
and
all of that.
And some therapists, you might sign up with some therapists who will bring in materials. But the issue is, it's not everybody that will buy the materials for you.
Okay.
If you have, if you're signing up for a therapist who works alone, for instance, that person might be bringing in their own materials.
Okay.
But if you're signing up with therapists who have hands, if I have 100 hands, for instance, you don't expect the old 100 hands to have materials.
To have materials, So you have to be the one to...
So you, the parents, and then it is even better for you to buy your materials, and I will tell you why. If you're expecting, let me just try and explain some things to you, ma'am. If you're expecting the therapist to bring their materials, they will only bring what they have. If I'm asking you to buy your materials, I will give you a list that will help your child. Do you understand? Therapy comes in stages.
Okay.
You come to stage one where the child, you are teaching the child to just do one words, for instance. And then when your child now has overcome one words, is stringing of words, like doing two-letter words, like doing three-letter words. If, for instance, if your child is on set one, like learning how to say sounds A to Z, for instance, what you need is just a flashcard that will be showing A to Z.
Okay.
So, ma'am, if your child now grows to blending of words, for instance, you will be needing another material.
Let's stop at that. But thank you so much. We have Okay, who's been on the line for some time now. Okay, thank you so much for rejoining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Busola has some questions.
So
for you.
I was asking the other time if your child has ever had therapy or was in school before 17 years.
Yes, he was. He was in a normal school.
A mainstream school?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a therapist attached to the child, or he was just in the classroom?
He was just in the classroom.
That's one of the major challenges you had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have
a child that has a special needs,
it's
better your child has a facilitator in the class, because the classroom teacher cannot actually attend to your child. To be candid, if you go to hybrid schools, they have a classroom teacher, like a class directress, and they're going to have an assistant. And then they will probably have like 10 children or 12, minimum of 10. Some will have like 20 to two classroom teachers.
Okay.
So, and your child actually needs a special attention. So I always advise parents to have, don't just be truthful to yourself.
Okay.
Because most times we have self-denials. Our parents have self-denials. Be truthful to yourself and say, my child has challenge.
Okay.
I am being truthful to myself. I need a facilitator in the class with my child. And so if you now take your child to a school, for instance, that is rejecting a facilitator for your child, then your child doesn't have a place in that school.
Okay.
Then you are supposed to scout for a school who is going to accept us the way we are.
Okay. Do you have any question for Busola before we let you go?
Yes, I do. Please, okay. Are there any schools available that you can recommend for him at 17?
I would say, do you still have therapy now?
Yes.
And the person comes to the house?
Around. Yes.
So it's better you do that home therapy, because at that age, what your child needs is transitioning to adulthood.
Okay.
And being able to live an independent lifestyle.
Independent.
Do you understand? Yeah. So now we're looking at what your child can do to earn a living, for instance.
Yeah.
Can your child take care? Does your child have self-help skills like bathing, brushing teeth, clothing self?
No.
So those are what you should look out for now, not academics, not being in school.
Those are the things that are priority
because he's 17. So we want to know what he loves to do. Maybe he loves to drum, swim, you know, and then we want him to be able to do things by himself, because he should at now by now be able to bathe self, you know, brush teeth and do, you know, go shopping, for instance. Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that. So you need to get a facilitator for your child who will be with, or a caregiver, anyone. And if your child is female, I would say get a body. We call it body at this point. So you will not term that person as a facilitator or a caregiver. Okay. You term that person a body. So it should be like a friendly stuff, somebody that can teach your child what they need to do. You know, like, okay, everybody is baiting. You should be able to bait now. Okay, let's go out and let's go to the gym. Let's go for shopping. You know, like a shopping, a buddy.
A friend.
You know, that's So if you have a caregiver, if you have the fund, you have a facilitator who is facilitating the child to teach the child how to do some things. Then you have a buddy for your child that, okay, my child is going out. We want to go. Let the child start going out, meet friends, you know. So don't keep that child in the house. Because we always have challenges with parents who have a special needs adults at home.
Okay.
They don't want them to go out.
They always keep them.
They keep them at home.
Okay, do you understand now? So, Busaya will give out her contact at the end of the show. So, if you have further questions for her, you can ask those questions. I'm gonna go to Facebook. Oluwa Fine Care, that's the name here. The person is hailing you.
My friend
said, up school, up AGGS.
Yes.
And she says, we're so proud of you.
Thank you, sis.
That's great. Let's take one more call before we go to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Let's see who is here. Hello, good morning to you. That person is no more there as well. I guess that's our cue to go to WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages this morning. Again, if we can't pick your calls or anything this week, not to worry. It's a two-part series, so we're going to take more of your calls next week as well. So let me take this one here that says, many thanks to Busayo. I've got a 17-month-old son who barely talks except for words like grandma, ball, and then calls her sister, Sis, who is little over a year older than him. My wife was excited last Sunday when she heard him say, Daddy, whilst calling out to me. He, however, does understand pretty much when we speak or to him. His sister at his age could do much talking. Any reason to be concerned?
Well, so like I said earlier, they are slow development kids. So I would say your child hears, because for him to have been to be saying some few words, he says one words now.
Yeah.
So probably you can just motivate him, prompt him to talk.
Okay.
Prompt him anything he wants to do. Prompt him to say those things like for instance, the daddy that said the child produces cup.
Yeah.
When he wants to drink water, right. You can just prompt the child to say water, one word to represent cup. The other side of cup is water for us. Do you understand? So if my child is bringing cup and I understand that means water, then I prompt the child to say water, for instance. So you can prompt your child and let's see what comes about. But if you are still a little bit concerned, I would advise you take your child to see a pediatrician, please.
I have this message from a gentleman, David Clark, from Trinidad and Tobago. I don't know why he's asking this question, but his question is, he wants to know where speech therapy centers are in Lagos, Nigeria. That's all he wanted to. That's why he sent in this message from Trinidad and Tobago this morning.
We have some centers, if what he wants. We have we have Patrick Speech.
Patrick Speech, yes.
In Ikeja.
That's right.
And we have, I think I know, there's one in Ikorodu. I don't know the name, but I know two in Ikorodu. There's Pison. I don't know the other one's name, but I know both individuals that own it.
Okay. All right.
You understand? So there are some few centers in Lagos, but majority, like high working children, is immediate environment.
Okay.
I don't run a center. I'm an inclusionist. Mm. So I encourage children to be in school. So I attend to them in mainstream schools.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. You know, sorry, what we're going to do is this. Let's, if you don't mind, if you mind, it's okay. Well, if you don't mind, can you give out a phone number where people can reach you? Okay. I have tons of questions
there's,
here. And
there's no problem.
Okay, mm-hmm. Please do. Please do.
080-338-44189. I would rather do WhatsApp strictly, though.
Okay. That's, call the number again.
080-33-44-189.
Okay, 33-44-189.
Yes, please.
It's somehow 080.
338.
Oh, 338. Okay, I missed one.
Yeah.
Look at me.
338-44-189.
Ludo number one. That's me. Musaya, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's quite an eye opener. We knew that it was going to be a very big conversation. We have a part two. Next week, Thursday, with another specialist in this area, and it promises to be highly engaging as well. Busaya, again, thank you for coming around.
Thank you very much.
Olubusaya Temitope Oshoba is a behavioral therapist. She's also early interventionist. She's a special education needs teacher and an autism specialist. She joins us live on the show this morning. Let's take a quick break. When we return, we'll see if we can give someone an opportunity to win 10,000 naira today.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Information. Information is 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.